Blog Talk Radio.
This is Billy Miller, and you're listening to Stardish Radio.
Hey, I'm Eden Regal on Stardish. Thank you so much for listening.
This is Jill Larson on Stardish Radio. Tune in and stay tuned. You never know who will drop by.
Good evening, everyone, and thank you for listening to Stardish Radio on the Blog Talk Network. Today is May 30th, 2008, and I'm your host, Joanne. I would love for everybody to call in and participate, 347-945-5423. And remember, once the show is over, please make sure you go to the archives and rate it. It helps to keep us be able to bring you these fabulous guests we always have on for you. Okay, that being said, tonight's guest is just one half of all my children's most beloved super couples. She has recently returned from the dead to settle some unfinished business. Will she be completely gone once it's settled? I don't know. We'll have to find out. So I want to, without further ado, please welcome Miss Katie McLean to Stardish Radio.
Katie McLean, that's
all.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
Is this Katie McLean?
Oh, we're on hold for her. You're calling in to talk to Katie?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on, okay?
Uh-huh.
Okay, that wasn't Katie, so let's go do this one and see if this is her. Hi.
This is Katie?
Area code 312?
Hello, Joanne.
Hey, honey, how are you?
I'm doing good. This is Tony from Chicago. You know who it is.
Yes, I do. Hang on, Tony. I'm trying to find Katie up here, okay? Hold on.
Okay, no problem.
I'm trying to find Katie.
Hi, you're on Stardish Radio. All right, that ain't her either. All right, well, let's bring on some callers until Katie gets in here. Area code 631.
Yes?
Hi, you're holding for Katie McLean, right?
Yes.
What's your name?
Susan.
Hi, Susan. We're waiting for her to call in.
Great.
Okay, so stand by.
Okay.
Okay. Hey, Tony. She didn't call in yet. We're just waiting for her, okay?
Yeah, she's probably got a schedule at the show, you know,
Yeah, she's been rehearsing for her upcoming performance at Prohibition June 2nd.
Yeah, so,
too. That's why we had to reschedule originally. So I'm hoping that it didn't get crossed again like the other ones did.
Yeah, well, she'll make it. You know, she will not miss an interview like this to talk to her fans, especially what happened, you know, in the last bump that she's been on, and
right.
Incredible stuff. And of course, the most incredible stuff to see in the last couple of days with her and Michael and the dream scene,
yeah,
or the Christmas Carol type scene.
Mhm, mhm. Yeah, that was pretty amazing.
Yes, it was. Showing that life. Was it Christmas Carol or was it Wonderful Life type of thing? You know, when you show the kind of life that if they would be when Kate was born, and they show it through many years of life from the time they were, she was born to the married to like they're like old and she's gone away, got married herself, and then they show her as a little couple, show them as an old couple. That's pretty neat. That's what the makeup people did with making Dixie look like she's 80.
I know. Did you see that? That was
yes. That was nice. That was funny, but that was very nice. Very well done.
Right. Hang on one second, Tony.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, you're on Stardish Radio.
Oh.
Hello?
Hi. Hello?
Hi, who am I speaking with?
Aaliyah.
Hi, Aaliyah. We're waiting for Katie to call in. She didn't get out on the switchboard yet.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
I'm just a very big Tad and Dixie fan.
I know you are. I've seen you on MySpace all the time. I definitely know who you are.
Oh, okay.
I definitely know who you are. So we're just waiting for her to call in. I'm just hoping that there wasn't a mix-up with their schedule because she had originally scheduled with me the 28th.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Yeah, Wednesday night.
And,
yeah.
Right, and I had gotten an email when I called to confirm. They said to me that she had to do an extra rehearsal for her upcoming performances, and they rescheduled her for the 30th. But it wasn't through her original publicist who was on vacation. It was through her assistant. So I'm really hoping that it just didn't get screwed up and crossed over and all that. So.
Yeah.
No, that's another reason why you had to bump the guest that you was originally had to make.
She used MySpace, so hopefully she saw your post as well.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. Oh, you know what, guys? If you can hang on 1 minute, I think this might be her, so don't go nowhere, okay? I'm going to put you on hold.
Okay,
I'm ready. Okay.
Okay. Hi, you're on Stardust Radio.
Hi, Joanne. It's Tracy.
Hi, Tracy. How are you?
I'm good.
Yeah,
I guess I'm on hold now, too, waiting for Katie.
Yeah, we're all on hold waiting for Katie. I'm seeing all these New York area codes pop up, and I'm hoping one of them is going to be hers.
Don't worry, she'll show up.
Yeah, I don't think we'll have a problem. I just, there was a mix-up earlier this week with her publicist being out of town, and so, you know, when you pass the buck to someone else, it doesn't always get done the way it's supposed to be. So,
yeah, understandable.
You know, we'll make the best of it. So hang on, okay?
No problem.
Okay. Okay, I'm bringing Aaliyah and Tony back on. Aaliyah, how long have you been watching All My Children?
I don't know, 8-9 years.
Yeah?
Yeah, but I'm still a teenager, so that's a long time for me.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. Yes, you're a youngin'. You're a youngin'. When did you start getting interested in Tad and Dixie?
Well, when I started watching, they were on, and my mom watches. She wasn't a Tad and Dixie fan, though, but I love them. She was.
Yeah, I see. You go down to the studio a lot.
Yeah, I go to there a lot. I went there today. Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Well, it's good to live in New York.
Yeah, I know. I used to myself. I definitely know how that is. Did you get to see anybody today?
Yeah, I saw Billy Miller, Melissa Claire Egan, and Alexa, can't pronounce her last name, the one who plays Kathy. Oh, and I saw Alicia, but she didn't say hi.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that wasn't nice.
You went.
You're busy.
But it's very fun to go in. And
do you get to go in the studio at all?
Oh, no. They don't do that. They're very strict at All My Children.
Right.
But
I know a lot of girls that at least they win auctions off prizes as far as going on to sets.
That's a lot of money. It's like $400.
Well, I'll tell you, some of these girls that I know, they win auctions to go on to General Hospital sets. It's more like $4,000 in the auctions. And they get to bring, I think it's like between 2 to 3 people. So when they go to those charity events, they all pool their money and they bid in together, and they all get to go. But if you don't live in California, then it's going to cost you even more when it's time to go with the airfare and all that stuff.
I've heard about that. Somebody who went to the All My Children studio said she went to California and was one of those people that did that. That's insane. It's the largest value. I would do it if I knew people who would pay for my trip to California.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Your connection, you have a really big connection with Michael Knight. I see the pictures all over MySpace. He's just fabulous.
He's great. I somehow manage to miss him every time I get into the studio. He's always going out the other door or in the other door.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, I met him for the first time, really. I mean, I've seen him before, but I met him for the first time last year.
Yeah, he still doesn't know my name, but he's really, really nice. He's very nice every time I've met him.
Mm-hmm.
I had a fast pass for him at Super Soap, and he's really nice. And also, I went to some movie thing, his movie preview. He's really, really nice.
What movie preview was it?
It was for Rounding First. I was one of two fans there. That was good.
When was that?
2 years ago, maybe.
Oh, okay.
Maybe 3 years ago. Maybe it was 2005.
Oh. Mhm.
2006, 2005, somewhere around.
Oh, okay, okay.
Oh, it's great.
Are you going to be attending the ABC softball game? Softball game next week in Brooklyn?
No, no, I can't. Although it's close by, it's just too much for me to do. I have finals. Yeah. But I'm going to go to the luncheon, the All My Children Fan Club luncheon.
Mm-hmm.
And also, considering that there's only one person attending from All My Children for the softball game.
Right, right. Oh, yeah, Amanda Baker, right?
Yeah.
That's the only soap that you watch?
No, I watch 7 of the 8 soaps. But
oh, okay.
All My Children's my favorite, but I watch everything except Bold and the Beautiful.
Oh, okay.
I have a lot of time on my hands.
Are you still in high school?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm the youngest Tad and Dixie fan, is what they call me.
Oh, okay. All right. Tell me, are you still on the phone?
Yeah, I'm still here.
So tell me what you thought of this last week's All My Children.
Well, you know, the whole story with the ending of the Papel storyline, and finally, and Jesse and Angie back together, and Papel's going to jail for good. But unfortunately, it was at the expense of Julia, and that's the sad thing. It was at the expense of Julia. I hated to see her go. She finally passed away. I think it was on Wednesday. I think Tuesday or Wednesday.
Right. Yeah, that was really sad.
And it was really sad. Yeah. And the same day, Tad was brought to the hospital. Now he's fighting for his life, and everybody's trying to will him back. But he's off for the adventure with Dixie now. Well, she was off for the adventure with Dixie now. You know.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if he's going to come back. But I'm pretty sure Dixie will probably convince him to come back somehow.
Well, I thought it was going to be where maybe Adam or somebody went in and said something. Or the preview showed him talking on the phone, asking for Kate to get to the hospital.
Right, but Jake stops him before he goes in the room, though.
Yeah, but no, the coming attractions for next week shows him standing at the hospital door saying, get Kate down here now.
Yes.
So.
Yeah, that's we'll probably know that probably sometime next week that Tab will probably find out that Kate is really his. And that will probably, get some closure or find the big reveal we've been waiting for a long time for that, you know.
Mm-hmm. Now, I've seen it posted that Dixie is not even, that they're trying to make it be that she's not dead and she's just becoming a figment of, that she's a figment of Adam's imagination, you know, somewhat of a conscious to make him just do the right thing, and that it's going to end up that she's going to come back. So that's one of the things that I was hoping that we would be able to talk about.
It's just like similar to what Nicholas went through when Jenny in the hospital. You know, he saw
Emily
die. Yeah, he saw her like a figment of her imagination and everything. And it was part of the result of the tumor, of course, that he had. And then eventually he had to have that removed, which means he had to let Emily finally go.
Right.
Now this, I read about that on several sites that Dixie could be brought back alive somehow. And then you said that ghost image was like a figment and imagination for Adam, you know, his conscience telling him, try to do the right thing and tell Tad about Kate.
Right,
you know,
right.
You know, he's got those adoption papers that he should have gotten. He knows he's got to get to Tad and tell him that Kate's alive. And, and of course, refused to do it, so that's why Dixie, or the conscience, Dixie, is constantly reminding him to do the right thing and give him those papers. But, you know, Adam, he is so steadfast and just was refusing. But now, in light of what happened to Julia, I think he might be starting to, you know, change his mind a little bit.
Yeah, but he was pretty crass with JR today. mm-hmm. in the explanation of family and whatnot.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. You know, he's saying that how important family is and how important this is. And, you know, JR first didn't want to hear, you know, because, you know, Ted is like a father to him. Of course, he's his father.
Right.
Real father. And now, real father. And, you know, if he, you know, he'd piss, if he died, you know, he didn't know what to do. He would, like, you know, he's very concerned about what his life's going to be if Ted dies or he's fighting for his life right now. And if he dies, what he's going to do, you know, what, no telling what JR might do. And he was talking about, also talking about, he was also talking about Jamie, okay? And what is he going to do, you know, calling Ted not only his father, but also the father of Jamie, too? What if Jamie gets a phone call? You have to tell him that his father is dead, or he loses, or Colby loses his friend, you know, because Ted, Ted and Colby are pretty good friends.
Right,
and
right.
She's the godmother for, and then she's the godmother for Perrin Crystal's child.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it is important. Yeah, it's important to tell it, and JR just letting him know about that, how important Ted is to him.
Right. Yeah. No, it was pretty moving, though, to see Jacob Young get like that, you know,
absolutely.
So emotional about the concept of family. You know, I thought he did really fantastic today.
He was definitely fantastic. And, a guy who's he's been around the business a long time. He's been in the business for quite a while. And know when he wants to pull out a perfect scene, he knows how to pull it out.
Yeah. And he definitely did a fantastic job today. Area code 410, you're on the line. You want to chime in?
Oh, my daughter just wants to talk to Katie.
Oh, okay. Well, we're still waiting for her to call in, so we're just kind of doing a soap discussion until she does.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, okay, well, what is your take on the whole Beth Ehlers coming to All My Children? A lot of people are a little upset over it, you know, saying, if they wanted to watch Ricky Paul Golden and Beth Ehlers, they would have watched the soap that they were already on.
Yeah, absolutely. Beth and Ricky were like a super couple ago, Garson Harley over on Guiding Light. And when Ricky decided to leave and go to AMC, you know, there were rumors going around that, that Beth would follow and head to an ABC soap. But people were saying that she could go probably the One Night to Live, you know, and All My Children. It was kind of down between those two. And basically, well, obviously she chose AMC or they chose her.
Right.
Now, there are rumors going around that she could play. Now, there was anyway from Haley to Liza, but there's a lot of people upset about that because Haley was made famous by Kelly Ripa, who was, of course, now a talk show host with Regis Philbin.
Right.
And there's no way in heck they will not accept Matt Bettler's as a Haley recast. I mean, they would say, no, if we want Haley back, we want Kelly. We'll take Kelly. And the same thing, and the same double-edged sword for Liza, because, you know, Marcy Walker, or she's Marcy Smith now, because she's now Marcy Smith now, and she's now like a minister in North Carolina now. But she made that role famous, Liza Colby Faber. And again, if they recast her in Liza, again, the Liza fans will not like it, and the Marcy Walker fans will not like it either, because Liza, to them, is Marcy Walker. Marcy Walker to them is Liza, just like Kelly Ripa to them is Haley.
Right. Well, you know, I mean, everybody gets upset over a recast, especially when, you know, that one person originated the role.
Right.
You know, I could never see anyone else playing Haley. You know, to me, Kelly Ripa is Haley. And Kelly Ripa has put it out there that the only reason she never came back for a stint is because ABC never asked her to come back for a stint.
No.
If they bring back someone as a recast for Haley for whatever reason to get Adam through, or if they're looking for a longevity role, then maybe that's a little different, because I don't really think that Kelly Ripa would do a long-term thing, you know?
Yeah, Right. If she was asked to come back, it was maybe for short term, you know.
Right. So if they're
like
bringing
around the holidays or something. She and Haley and Mark, you know, Haley and Mateo, you know, she and Mark Consuelos, of course, they play Mateo. We'll let them make a holiday visit, you know, to see Adam, you know, and see the family and all that. But they never asked Kelly. And Kelly said, being at one time on Resisting Kelly, that she, if she wants to be come back, to come back, you know, even for a short term around, they could have to do is ask her. And she said she's more than willing to come. She was more than willing to come back. But you know who runs the network, you know, who runs daytime, who runs the day, who runs ABC daytime? Mr. Brian Franz. And I don't want to badmouth Brian Franz, but come on. Come on. I said, man, I would, if it was me, I would get Kelly on the phone ASAP. When all that stuff going down with Adam, I said, Kelly, why don't you come like come play for a couple of months during some of the summer and come play in a couple of months and help Adam through his crisis and all that. She would say, hell yeah. She would jump in a minute. You know? See, that would be
absolutely.
Me. See, that would be me. I would jump on the phone and tell her. That's what I'm going to do.
Right. I mean, you know, especially now with the everything that's going on with the Tad and Dixie storyline and the Kate and being that Julia died, I think it's a little disrespectful is the word I'm looking for, maybe, to the Santos family, that no one from the Santos family is going to come back to claim Julia or to try and claim Kate. Like, you know, they're going to put it out there and say, okay, this is Tad and Tad, this is your daughter. So it doesn't work like that. You, like, automatically get her. Julia said that Maria was her appointed guardian.
Right.
So, you know, I mean, Maria's, you know, Eva LaRue is obviously busy doing her CSI in Miami, but, you know, to have someone else come back in and say, okay, well, this is the deal, you know, and make a storyline out of it. You know what I mean? I mean,
right.
That's what.
And you know what, my mother, a creative way to bring it back. I would have had, like, if Mary couldn't come back and take her body, I would have had Anita come back and the body. But I would have a different actress playing her for at least a short time, for at least a couple of roles. And I would have took like a couple of days roles, and I would have took the old Emily from GH, you know, and Natalia Livingston, and Anita for a couple of days, a couple of day storylines, so they can get Julia coming for the funeral and take Julia's body back to California.
Mm-hmm.
That would have been a pretty creative way, you know.
Right.
At least reintroduce Anita for at least a couple episodes, you know, and bring it back. Or, but you're right. Eva LaRue is right now really dug in over at CSI Miami. She's going to be starting her fourth season this fall on CSI Miami. And by the way, she just got engaged, by the way.
Right. Yes, I did see that. She did get engaged, yes, in Zimbabwe.
To her fiancé, Joe. Yeah, her. Yeah, I'd say Joe, you know, and she has a daughter, of course, when she had with John Callahan, you know, who used to be on AMC.
Right.
And, congratulations to them. That's all I got to say. Congratulations to them. But back in the moment, well, at least some of the Santos clans, one of the Santos clans could have came back and, you know, beef.
I mean,
like,
even Anita or, you know, somebody. I mean, you know, not for nothing, Mark Consuelos could have came back just to do it. It's not like, you know, he's really out there doing too much.
Right. Yeah, Mark Consuelos. Yeah, that's who I could have brought back for a couple of episodes, Mark.
Take
Julia home.
Right.
To take Julia's home. To take Julia's buddy back to California.
Right, and then if you notice that Adam has been mentioning Haley a lot, and normally, you don't really hear much about her in a way of nothing, you know, and he's been mentioning Sky, he's been mentioning her. He's been mentioning all the kids, so it makes you kind of wonder what the deal is.
Well, yeah, right. He's mentioned a lot of the kids lately. Haley, definitely, Sky, definitely. And it's not much talk about, you know, there's a lot of rumors were going around that Robin Christopher, when she left her role on GH, was going to go back to AMC. But that was shot down immediately by Robin herself, because she said she had no intention to go back to soaps right now. She's too busy
right.
doing other things. And she just got through moving east. And she lives in Pennsylvania now. So I don't
yeah.
know if she's going to come back to, I don't know if she's going to come back to AMC, but she might be, I mean, might get another daytime role somewhere else. That's my problem here.
Right. Well, I don't know, Tony. I think that we keep meeting like this way too often. I'm going to have to appoint you as my official standing co-host for when my guests don't call in. Because I can always count on you to be on the other line waiting.
Yeah. Yeah, I was just thinking about that too. Yeah, and when your other two co-hosts are out doing what they have to do, you know, that's the rain chance. I never got a chance to talk to them, you know. You know,
I know.
It's like you're the only one hosting. Every time I call in, you're the only one hosting. And everybody else, the other two, like they're all doing whatever they have to do, you know, finals or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think the next time they'll be on the show will be next Tuesday.
Right. That's when, that's right, when the two stars. That's when Kent Keene and Minnie Noli, who plays Kelly and
yeah.
Lainey. My name, mm-hmm. oh, yes, I think. My name, who plays Kelly
yes.
and Lainey from GH. Yeah,
right. And then also I'll have on that for a special, for a special 30-minute interview, I'll have Linda Dano.
Yeah, prior to that. Yeah, I
yeah.
read about that. Yeah, I
from
read about that.
From 9 to 9:30.
Right, because she's going to be promoting something for QVC, is what I'm hearing?
Yes, she has some additions to her home collection line for QVC that will be debuting on the 6th of June.
Mm-hmm.
On QVC, so we'll have her for a little bit.
Right, and I also read the schedule for next week. Not only you're gonna have and you're gonna have the two girls from GH, but you're gonna have you reschedule Alicia Lee Willis for next Wednesday.
Yeah, yeah. I spoke to Alicia, and we agreed that Wednesday would be the best date, and so that's a definite confirmed one. I mean, she was really upset that her manager gave her the wrong information or whatever it was. So so she had asked me to just go back and forth with her instead. So this way she knew exactly what was going on, and so that's what we did, and we came to June 4th. So she'll definitely be on for that.
Yeah, right. And then the next night you're going to have Megan Ward. Who plays
That's
Kate.
Gonna be fantastic, Megan Ward.
Yeah, I heard her on the other night over on Buzzworthy with Novell and Matthew.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I actually called in, but I didn't get a chance to talk to her. I was a little too late to talk to her, but I did hear the show over the phone, and yeah, mm-hmm. she was a delight to talk to. She was a delight.
Yeah.
Delight to interview because yeah, I heard she's very pleasant. She's wonderful, and. She had a lot of things to say, and I'm pretty sure you're going to have a good interview with her when you talk to her on Thursday.
Oh, I can't wait for that one. I really can't wait. You know, I'm going to put it out here. You know, as far as I've gotten a lot of comments about, you know, the show kind of favoring over towards General Hospital more than One Life to Live or All My Children. But what I want everybody to understand is that All My Children and One Life to Live are not as accessible as General Hospital for whatever reason. I have no idea. We seek everyone out from all the soaps, and
right.
it's just a matter who accepts and who doesn't. And General Hospital, you know, they seem to be very eager, more so, to, you know, come on, and the time difference also, I think, makes a big deal. Brandon, I know, because they film in the East, it's hard at 10 o'clock at night. I just lost my train of thought. The Blonde Moment, sorry. Because they're 7 o'clock over there in California, so it's very easy for them. You know, and mm-hmm. I live in Florida. It's late for me. It's 10:30, and I can totally understand that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, but, you know, if I have to make the special exceptions for All My Children and One Life to Live, I absolutely will, which I have done already with Jill Larson. Jill Larson, you know, asked if she could come on at 10:30 in the morning. Absolutely. You know, if I'm able to do it that day, then I will absolutely be able to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I have no problem with making exceptions to the times for the East Coast actors. So I just wanted to put that out there so everybody knows that. We do try and do it fairly, you know, and we want to talk to everybody, and we want to connect everybody with, you know, their favorites. That's what Stardish is all about. And, mm-hmm. you know, it hurts me when, you know, mix-ups happen and the guests really don't call in. I don't think it's that they forget to call in.
They could be tied up when, you know.
Yeah, they get tied up, and it could be a taping thing. And I know Katie is currently, you know, working hard on her music, and she's got a performance coming up June 2nd at Prohibition. So, I mean,
that'll
for
be this
all
Monday
I know,
night, yes. This coming Monday night, the right
yeah.
day.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's cool. So, yeah, that'll be good. But, you know, and so she may be very well, you know, out rehearsing for that. And maybe, like I said, it wasn't her publicist that actually confirmed it with me. It was the stand-in. So there could be a miscommunication. You know, I don't know. There's a million and one reasons that it can, you know, that these things happen.
Yeah, that
you know?
Yeah, mistakes. Yeah, mistakes can always happen, especially when you're trying to schedule celebrities like, you know, soap stars
mm-hmm.
or whatever, you know, somebody ends up, you know, mixing up something by mistake or some guy get the wrong date, you know, it just screws everybody up. And it's totally understandable.
Right. Yeah. And, well, we've had it so far with Julia Barr
mm-hmm.
and Alicia. So, you know, stuff happens. I guess that's really all I could say about that. But so, I mean, not to get off topic, but what do you think about the idea of Vanessa Marcel coming back to GH?
I think it will be a fantastic fantastic thing because, you know, her series Las Vegas has now officially been canceled by NBC. And
right.
She's got more than enough time on her hands to come back to play Brenda. Yeah, well, Brenda back on the canvas, I think they'll make things very interesting, especially now the situation going on in the worlds of Sonny and Kate and Jackson Carly. You know what I mean?
Right. Oh, yeah, definitely. It'll definitely, you know, make a nice little mixture going on in there.
Mm-hmm. And you remember Jax just recently came back from Rome where Brenda is.
Yes, I didn't see that episode yet. I'm behind a couple days on GH.
Okay, so I will just forget that. So yeah. So
no, you don't have to. I mean, I'm going to watch it this weekend anyway. It's no big deal. I'm not worried about it.
Well, obviously, yeah, she's obviously Carly was actually livid because he took off and went to see Brenda, you know, and because you know she's her friend because you know Dex is her friend, you know,
right?
And just like you know, Carly has Jason. As his friend, please. So I don't know why she was getting all upset about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that's especially after, you know, she told Sonny, gave Sonny those papers that she wanted, you know, to get full custody of Morgan and Michael and Morgan, you know. And then Jax was not there because he was off in Rome, but he didn't run into Brenda. But he said he didn't run into Brenda. You know,
mm-hmm.
Brenda was there, but he never saw Brenda.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, but just the thought in her mind that she thought that he went to see Brenda right there.
Right.
The thought of itself knows that the fear that Jax could, you know, Brenda could end up showing back in Port Charles and put herself in the mix.
Right.
As far as that concerned. And you know, Sonny and Brenda have a little history too, and Jason do too.
Yeah, he does. Oh,
so you talk about six degrees of separation of Brenda.
Exactly, right? That's what they really need to do. And, it would really make for funny television on GH bringing her back because it'll affect Jason, which means it'll affect possibly Elizabeth, and it may affect Sam. You know, I mean, they affect. She affects pretty much all the men in Port Charles right now. You
yeah,
know, and that would be pretty good.
That's true.
And then can you imagine Spinelli's reaction when he sees her? Because he's the one who's living in the pink room.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he's living in her pink room, so.
Yeah, she's helping. She actually, Sam, well, speaking of Sam, she's helping Spinelli right now, trying to, you know, be his build his manly man so he can be more attracted to Maxie, you know. And because Maxie, like, more cool, hunky, you know, like the guys, you know, that like sex, you know, what do you call them, sex objects? Or sex,
yes, yeah, yeah.
Sex studs. So Sam just took her under her wing and trying to bulk him up, teach him how to seduce, and we are just seducing, trying to seduce Maxie to love her and everything. But you know, Maxie, she's up right now trying to break Johnny and Lulu. You know?
Right.
Trying to break Johnny and Lulu up because Lulu doesn't deserve Johnny, blah, 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 you know? And that rival between those two is getting, you know, those rivalries, the rivalry between Maxie and Lulu, you know, it's boiling over big time.
Yeah,
it's going to boil over big time. You know? And, you know, those two play each other all the time. You know, they always play one-upship, you know? You said, you can take the guy, oh, no, you can't do this, or I bet you I can, oh, no, you can't. All that, go back and forth.
Mm-hmm. So, now, what do you hear about the recent firing of Josh Duhon?
It's a shock. It's an absolute shock. I didn't think that, I thought Josh was going to be, you know, around for a while. And, you know, probably get back in the mix and all. But since they put him, you know, as a, you know, somewhat flunky, can I use the word lightly? Flunky to Anthony Sicara, you know, he was pretty much a non-existent guy. He was probably non-existent in the storyline. And I think the real thing that happened in the storyline was after he got whacked on the head by Lulu, you know, and he was in the hospital for a long, long time.
Mm-hmm.
That's, I think, was probably the downfall for the Logan character at that point, because
once he
got out of the hospital, he was still, you know, he was okay and everything, but he was playing recovery, but then he pretty much was taken out of the loop when Lulu started playing put together with Johnny, and they had more scenes, and Julie had more scenes for Brandon, you know what I mean, and that left Josh pretty much out in the cold. And then he was relegated to just being, you know, Rick's flunky, Rick's and Anthony's flunky. And it's just a shock to my sister. It's like almost a shock as Fourth March was like going on One Night to Live. It's rolling
there. Yeah, but you know what? So I mean, on a not as far as like the character goes. What I heard is that he was extremely, how to say it, cocky on the set, and you know, I heard that there were problems, and
that's how rumors always get started, Joanne. You know that.
yeah, but you know what though? I interviewed him, and he came across that way to me, and he seemed confident but arrogant at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I mean, anybody can go back to my archives and listen to the interview for themselves, and let them make their own determination. I don't want to say anything about it, but if you listen to the interview in the archives, you'll understand what I'm saying. And so I really wasn't too shocked when I heard it.
Yeah, and that happens. And that happens in the business, you know, when people on sets thinking they're all bigger than the other, they end up not being the same afterwards.
Mm.
And then, you know, they proceed to be nice guy when they're on this, when they first come to the set, and then next thing you know, they get big storylines, and they're getting their storylines cut, they get more, you know, more arrogant, more demanding, and that's when trouble starts.
Right. I mean, men can be divas too, little divos or whatever.
Divos, that's right. I'm not talking about the group Devo either. The one with those
yeah.
bullet
yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but you are right. But you're right. Men actors are the same.
They're divos. You know, I mean, you know, they get big heads too.
Absolutely.
I don't know. Let's bring Maggie on and say hi to Maggie. She wants to come on and say hello. Okay. Maggie, hi. Maggie, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hi, Maggie.
What happened? What happened tonight?
You know what? I don't know. I'm just going to chalk it up to that there was a confusion with the scheduling, she possibly didn't get the correct information, because I know that she wouldn't not call.
Yeah. When we sing in Pony Body, I'm on the show.
Yeah, what are you saying?
When we sing in Pony Body, I'm on the show.
Oh, you know what? I'm trying. I'm just waiting to hear back, Maggie. We send out the requests, but they're not answering. You know how you tell me that they don't answer you. They don't answer us a lot of the times too. So, you know, I just have to stay persistent with it, and I will. I'm trying to get Kristen Alderson, and I'm trying to get Brandon. I'm trying to get Brittany Underwood. I'm trying to get all those people.
I feel bad because I'm so sorry you did not call in tonight.
Yeah, I'm a little sorry about that too. And you know, there's not much I can really do about it. All I can say is that I can thank everybody that listens, you know, and that they understand, you know, that I don't want this to happen. And I'm sure Katie probably just got, you know, miscommunication. And you know what? Just like with Julia Barr and Alicia Lee Willis, we'll have her again. We'll reschedule and she'll come on. I would love to get Walt Willie on Star Dish, but I can't find any information on him anywhere. And ABC is a little less than forthcoming about, you know, letting us get in touch with them.
Yeah. I don't know why it's so odd to the symptom. I don't know why it's so odd for you.
Right.
I don't know.
You know what? I still get to hang out and talk with, you know,
with
the people that like Star Dish. And you know what?
With
we got
me.
A lot of stuff coming up. And that's right, with Maggie and my buddies over there from Chicago. And you know, Tony's hanging out with us. And,
that's right.
And it's
Hi,
a good
Tony.
Time.
Hi, Tony.
Hi, Maggie. How are you?
Okay. I'm Bill Dodori, Dainat, Con Internet.
Yeah, I am too. Are you a big Dixie fan?
Yeah. I rap almond dirt in one rap to rib and 10 more hardball.
That's great. That's really great, Maggie.
Yeah, I'm Racine Hardin's number one band.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, that's great. That's wonderful.
Yeah. Okay, Dylan.
All right, Maggie. Thanks so much for calling in.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, sweetheart. Don't worry about it. I'm glad you called in and spoke to me, though.
Yeah.
Thank you,
okay?
Bye.
All right. Good night, Maggie.
I love you. Bye.
Love you, too.
Take care.
Night.
Love you, too. Take care. Bye. Aw. Oh, she's a sweetheart.
I'm telling you, there's nothing like the dedication of that girl. She is just wonderful. For people who haven't seen the calendar yet, for June, it's starting to stack up pretty good. you know, as long as they call in. I'm going to be like the butt of my own jokes for the longest time now. Okay, so we got through next week. I'm actually having a comedian come on Monday, June 9th. It's a little out of the soap genre, but that's, you know, hence the name Star Dish. It's not just for soap people. So if anybody else wants to come on, they can definitely come on. So his name is B.D. Freeman, and he's actually going to be hosting a new game show for NBC.
NBC.
Yeah, so he's going to come on to promote that.
Do you have any idea what the name of the game show is?
I'm looking for the press release right now because I don't have it at the top of my tip of my fingers. I want to say it's called Whipnotic. I'm going to look right now. Yeah. So,
Whipnotic?
Whipnotic. All right.
Oh, my goodness.
I can't. Yeah, I'm looking to see here now. Where are we? Okay, I think this is it. Let's see. Whipnotic. What kind of game show could that be? Whipnotic.
I don't even want to know. I don't even want to know. Trust me, Joanna, I don't even want to know. My thumb kicking and I don't want to know.
Don't you think that seriously there's more than enough game shows on television right now?
Yes. Oh, come on. Are you kidding me? Yeah, and you got this show on ABC. You have the show on ABC television called Duel. They had that Duel. Then you had a show over on CBS. You have the remake of a classic show called Passwords, now called Million Dollar Password, hosted by Rachel Spellman over on CBS.
I didn't see that one yet.
That's going to be starting this Sunday, by the way.
Oh, okay. I didn't see that.
Yeah, and they had previews on it, and they say they're going to have stars on there playing the old classic Password game. I remember the old Password game back in the day when Murakami was hosting the show.
Right.
And, and they were playing, they had all these celebrities here playing for, like, and back in the day, the top prize back in the day, I think it was $50,000 back in the day. Now it's $1 million now, what Regis is going to be doing. Yeah, mm-hmm. It's like millionaire. It's like his old show that he left that he gave the mayor to Piera, you know. Now he's at $1 million Password. I mean, what is that about? I mean, they just want to just take an old show and just make it like, ooh, $1 million this and $100,000 black. Hey, come on, please. Mm. Enough reality TV to last us 300 years, please.
Yeah, that's, come on. Oh, God. Oh, geez, I don't know. Well, he'll be coming on Monday, June 9th, and we'll find out what that's all about. And then on June 10th, we're going to have Dominic Reigns, who played Dr. Julian on Night Shift and General Hospital.
I thought it was Leo. Dr.
Uh-huh.
Leo Julian? Is it Dr. Leo
Dr.
Julian?
Dr. Leo Julian, yeah.
Yeah.
And Wednesday, June 11th.
He's not even seen, you know, lately. You know, he's only a recurring player, right?
I don't know. I don't know if they bumped him down to recurring. I don't know if he's going to be part of Night Shift. Because remember last time we were talking about it, they were casting a bunch of new people for Night Shift. So I don't know.
King
is bumped to recurring.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know she is. Yeah, I know she is.
Yeah.
So, they're probably getting ready to move to the Night Shift because the Night Shift's going to start up again, I think, this month. So it's coming up in June?
It's going to start airing in July.
Oh, dang.
So, yeah, they're going to be working their tails off to do that one. Kiko Ellisworth, who played Jamal on Port Charles.
And Stan on GH.
He'll be with us on the 11th.
Okay, and then another former GH star, just aforementioned, I mentioned earlier,
Natalia Livingston is set to come on, and you know what, I'm going to say it, her publicist emailed me and said yes, that was the date that she wanted to do it, but she still never called me back and said, okay, this is definitely it, But I will see Natalia Livingston on Saturday, tomorrow, actually, and I'm going to ask her myself. So I'll find out.
Good. Good. You do that.
From her lips to my ears to tell me
right.
What
and you
is,
just report back to
it.
Us. And then you
yes.
report back to us about it.
And Bree Williamson from One Life to Live will be with me on the 13th.
Yeah, Jessica Brennan was about
Brennan.
Yeah, Jessica Brennan. Yeah, Buchanan Brennan, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and she was real tenacity today that she and Nash are expecting a child.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
See, I didn't get to see anything today. Oh, that's great. I can't wait to watch it.
Yeah, you can watch the whole thing. And, and starting the storyline that's going to be, it's going to be a very, heading into next week, going to be kind of bumpy because, with all this, with big stuff coming up. It's just big stuff coming up next week. With Dorian, Dorian's supposed to, come over to be, supposed to attend that Cheryl's meeting. He's going to drop a bombshell somewhat, and it's going to really change the foundation of the whole family.
Right.
And, and Nash with his promise with the billion and everything, it's going to lead to something very tragic is what I'm hearing.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to lead something tragic to him, and that's going to start elevating, that's going to involve Jessica into a whole new storyline. This is what I'm hearing. It's going to turn into a whole new storyline.
Well,
after Nash
being gone, yeah. I mean, I still don't understand why they fired him. I mean, I haven't run into any fans that actually said that they did not like Forbes March.
Yeah, they had legions of fans. He had legions of fans, especially, and he had a lot of Nash Jessica fans, or what you call it, Jash fans. I don't know what they call them.
I don't know what their name was.
Yeah, but he had a huge following, especially with him and Bree. He and Bree Williamson together, as Jessica and Nash. Huge following.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no way in the world that, was any bad thing said about him. Because I hear and read so many emails and read so many posts from other people who attended events like him, that Forbes is a wonderful person. It's a wonderful person in person. He's not too cocky. He's a guy who is very friendly.
Yeah, I met him at Super Soap, and he was really, really sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Are you in the chat room, Tony?
No, I'm on my phone.
Oh, okay. No, I got a chat from someone from Yo Adrian in the chat room. He said, "Who's your co-host today, Joanne?" Today, and I said, "Tony from Chicago." So everybody is saying, "Hey, Tony, how you doing?"
Hey,
okay,
yeah, there in the chat.
How are you?
Yeah, it's on. Hey, everybody in the chat room and all my fellow Soul fans in the chat room, what's going on?
Aw.
Yeah, man, it's a celebrity now.
Yes, Tony's the celebrity guest co-host. But I'll tell you, I have some things going on with Stardish that I'm working on. I actually started, I'm in the process of starting a line of T-shirts.
Mm-hmm.
I just developed a new logo today, and I'm working on getting some T-shirts.
Cool.
And I am going up. I started a blog, not on the Blog Talk Network. I started a new blog. It's Stardish Radio. Oh, jeez. I just started it today. Wait a minute. Let me look at it. I wrote it down. StardishRadio.blogspot.com.
Okay.
So I'll be doing a blog every day on that. And the T-shirts, what my idea for those is I'll be in New York next week at the Tammy Rice Rubin softball game, and I have T-shirts, being made up for the ABC people who will be there, and I'm going to have a couple of them autographed, and then I'm going to auction them off.
That's good. Well, that's amazing, Jillian. Well, that's great. I think it's going to be booming. When you take it to the softball game, you say it's going to be booming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right? So there's some big plans coming in the works with Stardish, and I just want everybody to be aware and definitely check out the blog. And if you go to it now, there's really not much up there because, I just started it today.
Yeah, wait a couple weeks or so, and
I'll post it on MySpace and
right.
And let everybody know when, when the official time is to go. Oh, Tracy J in the chat room, her friends and I blog about AMC. Well, that's great. Well, you should email me your blog so I can check it out, and we can put it on our MySpace page. You know, email them all to me because I can't write them all down from the chat room. Email them to me at, I'll give you the email address, stardishradio@gmail.com. And everybody email me their blogs so I can check them out.
That's a good idea. You know, that's a good idea. Yeah, that's a good
and
idea.
Yeah,
people,
you know.
We'll probably get their feelings on AMC as well as the other ABC subs as well, what they think and what the storylines are, who their favorite actors, actresses, whatever.
Yeah, and, you know, I mean, I love MySpace as a network and Facebook and stuff, but I think blogging is a little bit...
Mm-hmm.
They say if you're up longer than what? I'm reading the chat room while I'm talking. It's a good way to get into people's heads, you know. And you know, there's times when, you know, I might not have a guest on just like this, not because they didn't call in, but because, you know, whatever. And I want people to come and talk and,
mm-hmm.
you know, discuss their feelings and everything. It's an open forum,
absolutely.
You know.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, of course. Yeah, and... you're just right, and just everybody, you know, everybody just come on and just say what they know about the storylines. Come on, talk to their favorite actors, you know, not be afraid.
Can you believe the amount of people that are afraid to come on the radio?
Yeah, I know. And sometimes when you hear callers on the phone, they like you put them on the line, you put them through, and you got there. Yeah, dinner, and they don't like they don't want to talk or something. But I do understand their you know their pain because you know I never called to radio shows before myself, and I started on Buzzworthy over with Nabel and them when Chrishell Stotts was on there a couple of months ago, and I never called in any radio show at all. Okay, I'm gonna put it out there right now. I never called in any radio show at all until I talked to Chrishell because I kept in touch with Chrishell all the time through her message boards and everything. And I said, when she was going to be on Buzzworthy, I said, okay, I'm going to call in and talk to her. And when I first heard her voice and then when she heard my voice, and it just flowed.
Which actress was that?
Chrishell Stotts, who plays on All My Children.
Right. Oh, okay. Tony. Aaliyah in the chat room is saying that Katie is already on contract. At the end of the show, her name is under the contract players.
Uh-huh.
You know what? I hope she is under contract, and I hope they bring her back completely. I mean, I wouldn't be against her coming back and saying, you know, after the whole stupid peanut butter pancake banana thing.
Fiasco. Yeah.
You know, I wouldn't care if they brought her back as a character back from the dead, you know, as cliche it is in soaps. You know, I think it would be fantastic to bring her back. Watching those scenes with Michael Knight today were really chilling and emotional and very heartwarming.
Absolutely.
As what it should be. And then, you know what, it would also bring a little, it can also bring a little controversy, too, because he's now with Crystal.
Right.
You know, and I love Crystal, you know, and but we all know that she really, truly wants to be with Adam.
Absolutely.
You know, so who's to
say
that.
Ain't no secret.
Right. So who's to say that if they do bring her back, then that can be, you know, Crystal's way back to Adam and Tad and Dixie back to them. So, I mean, there's a million and one possibilities. And yeah, Brandon, you're right. They say if you can bring Jesse back after 20 years, they can certainly bring Dixie back. Yeah, after the peanut butter fiasco. That's ridiculous. Of course they could.
Why not?
Why not is right. But a lot of people, right, Tracy is saying that not many viewers like Crystal. I know a lot of people that do like her, but I think that she has softened up a little bit now that she's with Tad, you know, and I would like, the baby switch thing, but, you know, I mean, Erica did the baby switch thing, Maria did the baby switch thing, everybody, I don't think there's anybody on All My Children that didn't do a baby switch thing.
Yeah.
So,
right.
You know, definitely. It's like, I get over it at that point, you know, everybody did it, been there, done that, babe did it, you know, I mean, oh, please, it's just like in almost every soap opera did a baby switch thing, so just, you know, people just got to get over that. She's a good actress, and I like her character now. I like her with Tad, I do, but I would like her better with Adam.
Right, everybody would say the same thing, and Bobby Eakes is it's been an asset to this the show since he's been on, and her talent, her acting talent is notwithstanding, you know, beyond amazing. And you're right, most people would love to see her, you know, back with Adam again, but
mm-hmm.
other people will still want her with Tad. But now, in light of what's going on, if they're talking about bringing Dixie back, you know, it might complicate things. So, yeah, it's definitely controversy, definitely in the air with that.
Right. And Tracy is saying Crystal brings out the best in Adam. She does. And Brooke used to do that, too.
Yes, she did.
So I think that's why I kind of like Crystal for Adam. Yeah, that's another one. Bring back Brooke. You know, let Brooke and Crystal go at it for a while. I mean, Crystal could be in the middle of a lot of hot messes out there between, if Dixie comes back or if Brooke comes back.
Yeah,
you know?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. That would be very interesting indeed. Very interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Crystal. I love her new haircut, too. I like Bobby Eakes' new hairstyle.
Yeah. Yeah, she is very beautiful. She is definitely beautiful. Excuse me.
Now, what do you think about this thing with Dorian and Charlie? I mean, was a little confused at her, you know, kind of kidnapping him, you know, because he was going to tell Vicky what was going on because Jared and Natalie had planned on spilling the beans, too. So what's to say that they ain't going to go and spill it, even though she's got Charlie all locked up and drugged up?
Well, the way, basically, Dorian's mainly, you know, Dorian just want to do what she does to try to hurt Vicky in any way she performed, you know. Mm-hmm. And Charlie what meant a lot to Vicky, okay?
Right.
And, but she's also trying to make sure that not only Vicky gets hurt, but also the Buchanans get hurt, period. Because Charlie is her weapon. You know, he's known that, didn't want to go him going, spreading around rumors, spreading around the stuff that, you know, Rex is not his son and Jared is actually his son. That's why she kidnapped him, to keep him out of the way from there, for that reason. Now, Jared and Natalie are too busy trying to keep David from spilling the beans about them.
Mm-hmm.
About being them and, you know, Jared being a fraud. But I guarantee next week, it's going to come to a head It's going to come to a head.
Oh,
and
wow.
Believe me, there's going to be tempers galore. There are going to be tempers, fist fights, cat fights, whatever. Railroad cat fights, whatever. You know, it's just going to be madness when that happens.
Yeah. And I can't wait till the story breaks about Star's pregnancy with Todd.
Oh, yes. And Star finally starts showing some, you know,
mm-hmm.
and finally reveal that he is. Yeah, and they took Sam away from Todd Vink because, you know, well, his outburst in the court, you know, and all the stuff that they told the accounts that we did, he took him out of the court. But the one mistake Marcy wanted to get him back, and she told her lawyer to tell the judge to give sand to her, but God told on her about what she did.
Oh, my God.
God told on her. Yeah, you'll see. Yeah, I'm not going to tell you.
No. I don't mind you saying it because I'm going to watch it anyway. It doesn't matter to me. I mean, I love hearing it. Go ahead. Say it.
Todd told on her about her, you know, taking the kid, running away all the way down to Paris, Texas, leaving police on high-speed chases and holding his sister, holding Mickey at gunpoint with Sam inside.
Right.
So the judge agreed. So obviously the judge agreed that not only Todd doesn't get custody with Sam, but Marcy doesn't get it either.
Right.
For what she did. So they just kept him. So they said they award him as part of, you know, put him in child service, in child foster care. Which were, you know, Langston were as a foster care.
Right. Right.
And so
that's adopted. where Sam ended up in foster care. I thought Blair was going to ask for custody of him.
Yes, he was. Yeah, she was going to ask for custody, but obviously the judge refused. The judge refused that. And because Todd told on her, too.
Oh, my God. Yeah, he's just pissed off at everybody because nobody wanted to help him. You know, and you know what? I love Trevor St. John, and he can play such a good, bad guy. And
yes,
he is doing a damn good job right now doing this whole thing.
Oh, absolutely. Without question, he is.
Mm-hmm.
And he knows the way to cover, know how to cover Todd, play Todd such to a T, and knows how to spin a real story, spin a real, and make Todd, you know, spin all this stuff that turns around that he's not the victim, you know, and he's the victim. He's the victim in all this, and everybody else is doing it to him, but he actually
it
to them.
I loved his scene yesterday's episode with Vicky. When he went to her and, you know, he slept over and he was like, all right, now you got to go talk to Blair. You got to, like, fix this for me. Go give her that, you know, crap about me having a crappy childhood. And, you know, just he just expects everyone to do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and Vicky flat out told him no. Told him flat out, no, you got your own problems to deal with. I got my own problems to deal with. Okay, Todd, you are on your own on this one. And he said, no, I'm not going to do it. And he told her, go to hell. Told Vicky to go to hell. So I said, whoa. He's turning back in his own sister, which means he's going to definitely be alone now. You know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely. And that's
God,
only
man,
making him
the
more pissed off. Yeah, because it's like, you know, it is. It's him against everyone now. And, you know, he's just, he plays such a fantastic bad guy. He really, really does.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does. Yes, he does. It's pretty
opposite.
Yes, go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. Go ahead, babe.
No, you go ahead.
I was gonna flip it over back to All My Children. I was just thinking, like, Susan Lucci hasn't been on in a couple of days since this whole Angie Jesse wedding stuff and whatever. And Mario Van Peebles hasn't been on the canvas for a while either.
Who?
Mario Van Peebles, Sam Woods.
Oh, yeah, Mario Van Peebles. It's been out for a while. It's been out for a while after he went to see Erica and tried to get her from release from prison.
Mm-hmm.
Last time I looked. Obviously, I don't know what it is. He probably is trying to get out, or he has failed or whatever. And well, as far as Susan is concerned, she's got her, you know, she's got her things going on that she has in real life. She has,
right,
you know, appearances with her. Her businesses that she has, her clothing line, her Youthful Essence products that she sells on HSN, and she does shows like current shows, you know, when she sings and dances and all. So she's probably busy on
she
doing
is
that.
Just incredible. She seriously is. The amount of stuff that lady can produce and get out and just, you know, everything that she's built around, you know, her status from All My Children. And she's a fantastic businesswoman and humanitarian and just an all-round, well-rounded woman, and I adore her to pieces.
Well,
that would be my dream, is to have her on this show.
Yes. You and everybody, every radio host around the country, internet radio host in the country, would love to have Susan Lucci on their show.
Oh. Yeah, well, don't think. Just, you know, I put it out there for her, too. So, you know, I mean, you never know what can happen, you know.
Well, speaking of coming and going, well, you know, it's official that I read today on website, on our official website, 11 Ravelin, who's officially, has officially left all my children. And
that
she wrote
it?
A statement. Levin Rabin. Rabin.
Oh,
Rabin,
yes.
Who plays Lily / Eva, you know. She's left, officially left the show, and she wrote something on her official fan club and also on her MySpace blog that I printed out. And she a letter to her fans saying that she appreciates all their support and everything, and she decided to leave on her own after 4 years. She decided to leave on her own.
Well, I don't believe that. I think that she's been gone for a long time, and they just finally made it official. I mean, where is she going to go? I mean, she hasn't been on the campus forever.
Well, Lemon's a very talented young lady, and you may not have seen her done a couple of primetime shows.
No, yeah, I've seen her on Law and Order and stuff like that,
uh-huh.
And the Lipstick Jungle.
Yes, that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, shows like that. And she's also on the contract with the Ford Modeling Agency too. Ford Modeling Agency as well. And she's a model
mm-hmm.
too. And most recently, she also appeared on the cover of the Sweet Valley High books.
Yes.
You know, the old classic Sweet Valley High books. Yeah. Yes, her face and her likeness on there.
Mm-hmm.
She's playing the twin sisters Jessica and Elizabeth Wakefield.
Right,
and I remember the short-lived series they had that had the two Daniel sisters playing Brittany and Sydney and Daniel, which incidentally Brittany Daniel was one of the stars on the CW's The Game sitcom The Game, which is now about to hit its third season next year. So that's where I remember her from, and that's why Levin is doing the books that they made for her, that they had their likeness on. So it's great to see her doing something, you know, outside
mm-hmm.
ESP. And I talked to my mom, who's with all my children, and she thinks Levin's going to, you know, going to college because she just turned 18 just a few days ago, and she's going to school, you know,
mm-hmm.
that's one of the reasons she's leaving the show. But I'm saying, yeah, she could be going to school, but she also could be pursuing other acting abilities too, and modeling as well.
Right.
So, but yeah, I think Levin's have a great future, has a bright future outside of AMC, because, you know, most people, when they leave AMC, some go on to, you know, still a career, some goes on, like, middle of the road stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. But
was she on Dawson's Creek?
Hmm?
Did Levin appear on Dawson's Creek?
I don't know. I don't think she did.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't think she did.
Brandon is asking. Yeah, I don't know, Brandon. I don't know if she was there or not.
I'll have to check on that.
Yeah, I'm gonna look right now, check her IMDb and see if she was there.
Yeah, that's what I was looking at IMDb.
IMDb. Well, I'm really happy that everybody decided to stick around and chat. I mean, I really appreciate that. I apologize for the guests not calling in and. You know, rest assured, I'm sure it was just a clerical communication / office error. And I guarantee you I will get her rescheduled, and I will keep pumping the performances. So don't lose faith when I say she's going to come on, because I'm going to get
on.
Her. I will get her, you know. I mean, I try so hard not to disappoint everybody. So, okay, Levin Rambin. She's got a movie in production right now, The Gigantic, as Missy Saxton. Post-production status. She's been in The Book of Daniel. She's been in Law and Order, SVU. I've seen that a couple of times.
Yeah, Book of Daniel was a short-lived series on NBC.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So, no, she was not in Dawson's Creek, Brandon.
No, she was not. No,
she was not.
Law and Order SVU that she definitely was on, and I think I saw her.
That was a really good one, yeah. She played the little wise guy teenager. Tony, before I say anything else, Tracy and everyone in the chat room are saying thank you to Tony for filling in, and we love to chat with you. I'm sorry, Tony mentioned Brittany Daniel. I remember her from Dawson's Creek. Brittany Daniel.
That's the one that was on Dawson's Creek.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Brittany Daniel was on Dawson's Creek.
She was on
there for like a few episodes. I think it was in season 4 or 5, something like that. And I think she was dating Dawson at the time.
Yeah.
That's what she was.
I never really got into Dawson's Creek.
Yeah, Dawson's Creek was on for 6 seasons on. So it was one of the flagship shows on the CW network, along with Buffy the Vampire Slayer and eventually Angel. And Dawson's Creek is a story of four young people in rural North Carolina. And it started in high school, and then eventually at the end of season, at the last season, there was like 10 years in the future, how they were doing and all that. Some had gotten married, some had, you know, had kids.
Forgive me for laughing, one of the chat room guys, you know, Adrian, he said, I peed in Dawson's Creek once. Thank you for making me laugh.
Okay, that's not that kind of Dawson's Creek, okay?
Oh my goodness
gracious. Okay, I got through that. Yeah, we need to laugh.
Oh my gosh, I certainly did, because I was really feeling sorry for myself there for a minute. So thank you.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh my goodness, that is too funny.
Dawson's Creek was one of the most popular shows for teens back in the mid to late 90s, early 2000s. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it launched the careers, you know, and it features some of the four popular stars, and James Vanderbeek, you know, he was the guardian of Katie Holmes, Jackson, Katie Holmes, who is now, of course, this is Tom Cruise now, and now have a child, and Michelle Williams, who went on to Brokeback Mountain with the, and married the late Heath Ledger, who is now a widow now, because of the passing of Heath Ledger, and she was pretty good. And now I think she was in a movie most recently with Dustin Hoffman called The Deception, I think it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, most recently. Yeah. So she's still acting. And she's moving on with her life despite what happened with after Heath's death. She's a very strong woman, and she's moving on with her daughter and trying to carry on with life. And the same thing for Katie Holmes, who is Mrs. Tom Cruise, and she's now she's on Broadway, I hear. She's going to be going to Broadway sometime.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I forgot the name of the show that she's going to be in, but she's going to be on Broadway sometime this summer. And she's doing a big popular show, and it'll change the pace that there's a lot of difference that she was an actress, you know, playing on Dawson's Creek many years, and she was in feature films. I mean, now she's going to be on Broadway doing a musical. When I read that, I'm like, whoa. I'm like, whoa, she's come a long way from Dawson's Creek, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh. Man.
Well, even though we didn't have a guest on, I still want to ask everybody to go rate the show, because it keeps me on the air, and, you know, the better our ratings are, is the better chances of us getting the bigger guests, I should say.
Yes, definitely.
Was one of the things that they look for. I mean, although Blog Talk, you have to go a certain, like, it depends on the popularity of the, it depends on the popularity of the character, on how popular it is and how many ratings we get and calls and listens. But every download from our archives counts. Every time someone listens to our show live, whether it be on MySpace or on Blog Talk or on my blog or whatever, that counts. So once the shows are archived, you guys go and you set it up where you know post some comments and post the ratings, that makes us so much better in the eyes of the producers at the Blog Talk Network. And it keeps us on the air.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then when the publicists look and see, okay, well, you know, and I'll say our biggest show to date was Brandon Barash. He has over 1,200 downloads of his show. And he's the highest rated one since we started the show in April. And so when I do go for people, I, you know, submit his show because he was fantastic. And, you know, he stuck around and he took calls and he was gracious and he was fantastic. And so many people called in for him, and it really put us somewhere with that. So even though there's no guests, I mean, I hope you're all having a good time chatting and checking out stuff and just, you know, rate it up for us and send some comments. You know, and then go back into the archives. There's a ton of shows there that you may not have heard.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah, definitely. There's a lot of good shows on there, you know, that you probably haven't seen, or some actors that you've been meaning to talk to and didn't get a chance to, that you'd be able to hear on the archives. And
right.
And say, oh, this is how they sound on the radio, or this is how they this is what I know about this, and you know that. Yep. Yes, that'll be very good. The archives are definitely something you do to look in, because, you know, you find some guests that you didn't get a chance to speak to, that an actor you want to speak to and you never got a chance to, you can actually hear the interview and then make your comments about it.
Right. Yes, and we had Lynn Herring the other night, and she had a whole bunch. Sydney Penney's was fantastic. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of them in there, too, and if anybody has listened to the show, I like to think that I am a little different in the way that I ask my questions, because it's more about getting to know them and not so much about grilling them about the soap that they're on. You know what I mean? Everybody wants to know the backstories of the soaps, but we want to know about the person also, you know?
Yeah, what they're like off set. Yeah,
I think I kind of try and do stuff like that with my crazy cartoon questions. And, you know, when I ask them about their animated cartoons, if they're animated soaps, I should say. I ask them all if they had an animated soap, and I give them a cast, and they have to cast them as cartoon characters. Who would it be and why? Mm-hmm. You know. So it definitely puts you inside to other types of size of the actor, and to get them to know them as a person.
Yeah, that's definitely it. And I want to reiterate something that you mentioned about animated cartoons. I went back to the show that you had with Julie Reed Berman, when you had Julie Reed Berman on from General
mm-hmm.
Hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And you mentioned that about the Scooby-Doo cast.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone know who that tall guy was? The tall guy?
Yeah.
The tall blonde guy? That guy was Fred.
Freddy, yes.
Freddy, the guy who said, "What's split up, gang?"
Yes. Oh, my God. I love their answers, you know, when they do the cartoon question. I mean, they're hysterical. Jill Larson, when I did it with Jill Larson, she casted herself as Jessica Rabbit. I mean, how hysterical is that?
Yes, I totally had heavy three. Yeah, and I watched it. That's who from Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, she was hysterical. The answers they come up with, and then Jason Morgan on General Hospital's Johnny Bravo, what somebody's saying. And it's funny because last night I had John J. York on, and I gave him the question, and he was stumped. He was like, "Oh my gosh, I can't believe this. Nobody's ever asked me a question like this before." And he had a hard time picking out people, but you know, he actually chose, you know, Freddie from Scooby-Doo for Jason, the character Jason. You know, he's got to be one of those big. So we were trying to think of somebody who was big and burly and whatever, and that's who I came up with. I said, it's got to be Freddie from Scooby-Doo. But, yeah, he was really stumped. He's like, oh, my gosh. He's like, I really have to go and think about this now. I said, yeah, well, when you go back on the set, I said, you're going to go around and asking everybody, you know, looking at them now as cartoon characters until you figure out who's who.
Yeah.
And you're going to have to call me back and let me know.
Yeah. And I wish I called that night when you had Jillian on, when she mentioned that she loved Scrappy Doo, the character that she would cast herself as, a Scrappy Doo, because I had so many stories about I had such a voice of I love Scooby Doo. You know, I used to watch him when I was a kid. I used to watch the they still have some of the Scooby Doo reruns on the Boomerang Cartoon Network spinoff show. So yeah,
right.
Like if some people could see, they still have Scooby Doo reruns. You know.
Yes. Well, we were talking about that last night too, the Boomerang and stuff, and I was saying how fantastic it is for the cartoons that are on that show. Other than, you know, the garbage, well, I don't want to say garbage, but the more modern stuff that they have out now.
Right.
I like the Boomerang stuff
yeah,
better.
Yeah, right. They had that show. I used to watch this show. And I was a huge Super Friends fan, too.
Right.
Yeah. Superman, Wonder Woman, Batman and Robin, Aquaman.
Oh, God,
and,
yeah.
And you cast you know, they had the original one with Randy and Marvin and Wonder Dog, and then, of course, the Wonder Twins and Gleek.
Yes, yes, yes. Oh, my gosh. I'm like, having a little nostalgic moment now. I have to say, though, my favorite cartoon growing up was Mighty Mouse. And this is going to really sound so, I don't even know what it's going to sound like, but I actually had this crush on Mighty Mouse.
Yeah.
And I was a little girl. I did. It was hysterical.
Well, you like the way when he said, here I come to save the day.
Yeah, it was about him, you know, being, you know what it is? I mean, in real life, I am attracted to a man who has, like, an upper body strength and the big arms and whatever. And Mighty Mouse had all that, you know? It was like, he was like, oh, wow. I can't believe I'm talking about this.
That's hilarious. That's hilarious. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I know everybody wanted to, when they watched the cartoon, guys, boys wanted to say, I want to be Mighty Mouse, and the girls say, oh, Mighty Mouse, I love you. And the guys and the boys wanted to be Mighty Mouse. You were saying, here I come to say the name.
Oh, my God, yeah, that is just too damn funny. But, oh, gosh, Mighty Mouse.
Yeah. I could talk all day about what all the cartoons I used to watch when I was young. You know, I could talk about that all day.
Oh my God!
Superfriends, Popeye, all those.
Oh yeah, and yes, and I was saying that I have my 7-year-old. I actually push him to. Crystal is saying, oh my God, you guys are so corny. Yeah, I know, we are. But, you know, at the end of the hour and a half that I was supposed to be talking to Katie McLean, I can be corny.
Yeah, we're entitled to. Thank you.
Oh my gosh, it's kind of like that overtired, giddy feeling, you know? But my 7-year-old, I actually push him towards the Boomerang cartoons rather than the other ones. I like him to watch those better.
Right, because you got the more classic cartoons, you know.
With
Yogi Bear, Huffy Bunny Hounds, next.
You know who I used to love, too? Great Ape,
McGillagorilla. McGillagorilla, Peter
Pan. Yeah.
Also.
Oh, gosh, Tony, I'm going to have to book a show and just have you come on just to talk about cartoons for the days. But we are winding down to our 1 minute, our 1 minute countdown. So I want everybody to have a fantastic weekend. And thank you so much for sitting here and talking to us and listening to us dorky people, corny people, in place of the fantastic Katie McLean. Look out for the messages because I am going to get her.
Guarantee. Hey, Katie, if you're listening, you better come on, girl, because a lot of people are waiting.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to get her, so
me.
Absolutely.
Okay. Please come on. Please come on.
All right, everybody, have a great weekend. Don't forget to rate the show. John Brotherton will be here Monday, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Yes.
And so make sure that you check out our calendar. So everybody, go enjoy your weekend and get some sleep if you're on the
East
Coast.
Have a good weekend, everybody.
All right, Tony, take care.
Okay,
all right, everybody, Good night. I'm going to leave you with a little exit music from Eden Regal. So you guys have a great night.
Good night, everybody.
Hey, I'm Eden Regal on Stardish. Thank you so much for listening.